the hour, Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. The gang is here. Well, enough to make it interesting. Jennifer Horn, hey, the gang's all here. Isn't that how the football chant used to go?
Hey, we're the monkeys, I believe, is how it used to go.
No. Not at a football game.
Really? Maybe that's why it wasn't popular there.
No, it was V-C, what is it? V-C.
V-I-C-T-O-R. Yeah. They would be spelling victory, sir.
I would. V-I-C-T-O-Y. Victor. Wait a minute. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. V-I-C. Wow. Anyway.
V-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
Victory. Victory is our cry. Okay, so here's the chant from this week. You ready?
I'm ready.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, poverty wages have to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, poverty wages have to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, poverty wages have to go. Hang up.
It's pretty good. Were you on strike yesterday in your spare time?
Well, I was. I was on strike for a couple of hours, and you did the program and did a nice job the last couple of hours of it. Thank you very much. All right, so maybe we should talk a little about the fast food worker strike. But first, as most people are doing this morning, conversation about Nelson Mandela. Was he one of the 20th century's most beloved and respected men?
Yes.
888-302-3684. The Twitter connection is at Good Day Show. Hello. This is going to be one of those days my teeth get caught behind my eye.
Cooperating with you, huh?
My tongue gets caught behind my eye teeth and I can't see what I'm saying. Nelson Mandela was 95, had a good long life, accomplished a great deal with his life. The current president of South Africa, Jacob Zuma, broke the news of his death. And a lot of people, as I was cautiously listening to a lot of talk radio programs, and I say cautiously because I find myself only listening, for the most part, to the news talk radio programs when I'm traveling. And I'm traveling, I'm sort of stuck, as a matter of fact, in a storm in Dallas, which is another story that I'll tell you about in a few minutes. The bottom line with Nelson Mandela was that in some respects he was a puppet. And I'll tell you why I say that. I have my own experience with Nelson Mandela, which goes back to the day that he was inaugurated as president of South Africa. I was fortunate enough to have been invited by the new government of Africa through some New York connections to be there on the day that the new constitution was put into place. So I remember that room in the hotel where there was press from all around the world. I was the only host of a talk radio program anywhere in the world that had been invited, and I felt quite special, frankly, about it. I was treated well by... Here's the anecdotal side story to this. When I went over there, I was in first class, so obviously I was really feeling like I was well taken care of. When I came back, I sat in the back of the plane next to the toilet for 18 hours.
Oh, have the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I did my job, and so that was they took care of me on my way over. That was it.
Wow.
Anyway.
By the toilet, even.
Yeah, oh, it was a great ride. And it was bumpy as the son of a gun going over the South Atlantic. It was just, oy. Anyway, that's my anecdotal remembrance of what wasn't about Nelson Mandela. I remember going around the city and seeing all of the shanty towns, all the shacks, cardboard houses on the fields that were immediately surrounding Johannesburg, and then going through the parts of Johannesburg where the whites who controlled the government and controlled the businesses lived. It was just stark and amazing and a real lesson in life. But back to actually having the conversation with Mandela, when I sat in the room and he was brought in to me, and I was doing my program live from there, too, by the way, the fellow who was the handler, there were four or five people around him, as you can imagine, bodyguards and that sort of thing. And then the fellow who ended up succeeding him as the president, prime minister, whatever they call it, President Mandela, so he was the president, was with him and basically was, in essence, telling him what to say, how to respond to my questions. So imagine, close your eyes.
Was there a language barrier?
No.
He was just
spoke English.
Okay.
Right. So Mandela's sitting across from me. And I'm looking at him, and I'm talking, and he's looking at me. He doesn't know me from Adam. And it's like he's just, it was like he was caged. Do you know what I mean? He was in a cage, like, and the door's open like a lion. And he could go in and out as he wanted to. That's the imagery that I get. At any rate, so he's there, and they're eager to get me started, and they had to wait for the news to be over and, you know, that kind of stuff. They didn't understand that I had a clock that I had to stick to. So anyway, once we get started, I asked him And they wanted me to tell him in a head, sort of in a heads-up way, what I was going to ask him. And I didn't because I didn't know what I was going to. I never do that because I don't know what my reaction is going to be to him or to whoever it is that I'm interviewing. So I don't want to ask him, tell him what I'm going to. I said, well, obviously we're going to talk about him and his history and what he's planning on doing and that sort of thing. They didn't want me to talk about him being in jail. They didn't want me to talk about the past. They wanted me to talk about the present and the future, which was okay with me. Everybody knew the story of Mandela anyway. So what was he going to do today? What was he going to do next week, next month? How was he going to run the country? So I asked him some questions. And he would turn around and look at this guy who was his associate. And he didn't say a word to me. He just looked at him. The guy would then look at Mandela and say, you know, four or five words to construct a sentence. Here's how you should answer the question, in other words. And then Mandela would answer the question. He did it in pretty broken English. His English wasn't bad. It wasn't great. It wasn't bad. But
now,
it was
why
understandable.
Do you think that was? What was your feeling? Why was
well,
that?
Well, because I think that at that point he had been out of jail a short period of time, and he wasn't familiar with
he
all
was
the
being
issues.
Careful and, yeah.
And it was very clear, his wife's presence. One of the things that we didn't know at the time was that this guy who became the president after Mandela was out of office had been having an affair with Winnie Mandela for most of the time that Mandela was in jail. And so the situation, if I'd have known that then, or who all the players were, I probably would have had a different approach to my conversation. But I mean, I don't know how I would have changed. I probably would have looked askance at this guy and said, I'm sorry, I don't want to talk to you. I want to hear from the president. But I didn't do that because things were pretty tightly controlled. But at any rate, I always wondered after that whether he was just a puppet through the entire time he was president, because this guy assumed the role after he ran and was elected after Mandela got out. You know what I mean? It just seemed to me like everything was too pat.
For so many people, though, he was such a figurehead that it's still,
well, he was.
You know,
yeah.
People
no,
need,
no,
whatever the whoever voices the movement, people needed that face on it, and he did a great job of providing it. But I could see where you'd have those feelings, especially if he wasn't answering his own questions.
Right. So anyway, that's my memory of Mr. Mandela. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. I think what I find objectionable is all of the focus, and I guess maybe I was more turned off by listening to Mark Levin, who is I don't have to be an apologist for him. I don't like him. I like him as a person. He's a good guy, actually, quite an interesting fellow. But I don't like him on the air at all. And these guys yesterday, the conservatives, scratch conservative, the right wingers, all made Obama's announcement of Mandela's death the issue instead of, you know, what really was the conversation, at least for me anyway. The president is, you know, it was predictable that the president would say good things about Mandela. I don't know, is it because he was black? I don't know whether he used him as a role model, whatever it was. But these guys always make Obama the issue, and Obama wasn't the issue. Obama, you know, mouthed some words about Mandela that were meaningless, and I don't know why anybody paid any attention to him. And the only reason these guys paid attention to him is because they made fodder for conversation to take another shot at Obama. But this has nothing to do with Obama.
No.
It has to do with Mandela, what he did to South Africa, and as Jennifer just said, what an inspiration he was, because he was. He was an inspiration to people not only in his country, but around the world. Was he like Mother Teresa? No. But was he like JFK? Yeah. I think he was, in a sense. In the sense that he was an inspiration for people. Oftentimes people, as you know, are sheep, easily led. And they're looking for somebody. And that's true today. It's always sort of the case.
Well, that's why the charismatic guy always wins, you know?
Now, yes.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Because that's what you're using the media, and Mandela was very charismatic. He was so quiet when I was sitting with him, I didn't know what to think. You know, I was never around Gandhi, who was very quiet. And, you know, most of the effective leaders, if you get right down to it, in the history of the world, modern history of the world especially, but maybe if you even go back to when leadership wasn't determined by how many wars you won and how many people you killed. It was about actual leadership. And so most of the great thinkers and great leaders in the history of the planet have been very soft-spoken. I think you could make that argument and probably make it pretty well. Don't you think?
Yeah, because people want to listen to you when you're soft-spoken.
Right.
I have a problem. I'm trying to work on that.
So I'll be soft-spoken so the people will listen
like
to me.
Yes, Dougie.
Yes, you should do that.
Make people want to listen to you.
Right, exactly. Yes. Okay, Jennifer.
Does
right
make
now,
a great radio.
I want to talk about Heart Factors Plus.
What?
That I have to be... Well, it's not whispering. It's having... What's the old expression? Walk softly and carry a big stick. So maybe we'll change that. Talk softly.
Boy, is that true.
All right. If you haven't ordered Heart Factors Plus yet, here's a good chance for you to do it. Heart Factors Plus for Christmas and the holidays. Heart Factors Plus, an all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, naturally widening the arteries and improving their elasticity so that you can maintain healthy blood pressure levels through the balance of your life. Most people are in their 40s when they start taking this, and as a result of that, most people's issue with their heart happens after they've led stressful lives, they've eaten the wrong stuff. So it takes 20 years or so for you to get into a bad place. So this will sort of cut it short. Now, I'm not saying by taking Heart Factors Plus, you'll fix damage that you've already done, or it'll take the place of being on a good diet and, you know, and your, you know, perhaps a history of your family. No. What this is going to do is take a relatively healthy heart and system and maintain it. That's really what this is. It's a maintenance product. Healthy blood pressure levels. If you have them, you want to keep them, then you want to call this number. 800-577-8560. That's the way to get Heart Factors Plus. That's the way to keep your healthy blood pressure where it is healthy. Maintain your blood pressure level with Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. My suggestion is that you order it today. And with your order is going to come a brand new CoQ10 product. It's a fish oil formula just for trying Heart Factors Plus, a bonus. So two for the price of one at 800-577-8560. I've suggested this before and I think it's very relevant between now and Christmas. Stocking stuffers. Help somebody that you know and you love. So don't just order it for yourself. Order around for everybody, as it were. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so I'm traveling cross country, bringing a car back to Massachusetts, and I should have been in Springfield, Missouri this morning, but I'm in Dallas instead.
Surprise! There's snow in Missouri, though, too, so it's okay.
Well, there's snow, but the storm that I thought was moving faster than it was, I thought I would stay behind it a little bit. I ran right into it, and it took me 4 hours to do what would have normally taken an hour and a half because of the snow and sleet and stuff coming down. At Oklahoma City, I decided this was crazy. I wasn't going to make it, and I'd be stuck someplace for days. So I went down to Dallas and spent the night here, and then I'll go across to try to be in the warmer weather from here. So that's the travelogue, Doug's travel log.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
From the X Factor last night, Jennifer. This is Rion Page singing "The House That Built Me" for her Save song. Folks, so she could say, crank it up, would you please, Michael?
Won't say nothing but a memory. Won't say nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
Echo.
Country-ish.
Yeah, this is a Miranda Lambert song.
Is it? Okay.
But I don't think it's a very good version.
You don't? All right. So, Michael, play cut 608, which is Simon casting the deciding vote.
Oh, I hate doing this. I like both of you. I genuinely do. I agree it wasn't the best performances, but who should be able to perform under this kind of pressure? Both of you I've got to know as people, and I really, really like you both. From the minute I first saw you, Ryan, you were an inspiration, and you've been a pleasure to work with. Carlito, you know, you've admitted publicly, you know, which is awkward, that you've come from a tough upbringing, and this is your one opportunity.
God. Sorry, Simon, but we need an answer.
Is that Mario?
I'm a surprise.
The ads, I think, needs probably, I don't know, maybe this person is... This is the last chance for them. So I'm going to send home Ryan, I'm afraid, sweetheart.
All right, so Ryan gets it in the neck.
Bye-bye, Ryan.
And therefore, we move on. Speaking of moving on, late-night show action. The only live show this week has been Conan O'Brien. Here's an excerpt from his monologue last night.
Funny story out of the White House. You probably heard about this. At a White House holiday party, the Obama's dog, Sonny, did you hear what happened? Reportedly knocked over a small child. Went up and knocked over a small child, yeah. So although President Obama's approval rating is down to 40%, he's now number one on YouTube, which is exciting. People put, the child is fine.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, nothing's going right for them right now. They thought this would be non-controversial, a holiday party. Slam.
All right, yesterday on The View, the ladies, Jennifer, talked about the debate that choosing actress Gail Godot, is that her name?
I said Godot, but Godot. You might have been saying it right, actually, Godot.
Anyway, sounds she's going to play Wonder Woman. What did you say, Kenny?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, well.
He was
not
thinking
only can
something.
I not speak,
you're
I'm hearing
people's
things today.
Mind.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, so this woman has been chosen as Wonder Woman.
People say she's too thin.
Yeah, okay, well, let's hear the discussion.
Actress Gal Gadot was cast as Wonder Woman in the upcoming Batman vs. Superman movie. And, yeah, sure. But, as As it turns out, a lot of fans are outraged, saying that her athletic body is nothing like the famous curves of Wonder Woman. Now, does Wonder Woman need to look like Wonder Woman?
I'm sorry, but Wonder Woman should not need a Wonder Bra.
Wait a minute.
She was my childhood hero.
Where is it?
There's her white book.
Casting Superman with no muscle. She's a superhero, and it might sound shallow, but superheroes, they make them even bigger than life. Right. And I think Wonder Woman was known for her.
Can I suggest something?
Yes.
You know, that is a Hollywood actor, and they do have all kinds of things to give you bigger or smaller or make that.
Right.
There's Whoopi.
Leave it to the imagination. Yeah, leave it to the imagination. Okay, 2020 News Quiz question. Ready?
Yes.
Who is Lauren Silverman, and why are we talking about her, or might we be talking about her today? We will be when you answer the question at 888-302-3684. Who is Lauren Silverman, and why is she part of the public discourse in conversational terms? Lauren Silverman, identify her, please, at 888-302-3684 on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. It's our 2020 News Quiz question.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline. Coming right up, should spouses be in official capacities as they advise presidents and mayors?
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Here's today's Both Sides question. Is it a good or bad idea for the spouse of a governor, a mayor, to be in an official capacity as a top advisor?
If I were elected to some office, my wife would be my primary advisor, I'm sure, in many respects. If I was confused about an issue or whatever, I would certainly come home and talk to my wife. However, if a spouse, male or female, takes on, unelected spouse, takes on an official role, where they're actually hands-on in charge of some policy thing, that gets a little tricky.
It turns on the issues that they involve themselves with because they're unelected. So if they're doing something like Hillary Care, on the six of the economy, they're going to get into trouble if they're unelected. I wouldn't trust any elected person that didn't turn to his wife or his spouse for advice.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This is a good program because it's called a Good Day program. It's about having a good day, discussing issues of the day with good people like Jennifer Horn,
hello,
Ken Kessler, and
hello,
me. Some of you may consider me a good person. Some of you may not. It's up to you. It's okay. It's all right. I don't know if you'd listen to a program and you didn't like the host. Maybe the co-hosts are so compelling that you can get beyond
me.
Yeah,
it's a heavy load to carry, sir.
I know it is. Yes, right, exactly.
No, you're a very likable guy.
Well, thank you. I always thought that I was. But, you know, everybody's got a different way of understanding and analyzing that sort of thing, who your friends are. Who are your friends? You want me to be your friend, Jennifer, to be your friend?
You are my Jenny? Friend.
To be who you are. You and I are friends.
We're close life friends. Like, now
we
you're
are.
Just stuck with me forever.
I know. Forever and ever and ever. 888-302-3684. I asked a 2020 news quiz question to identify Lauren Silverman. That was the job. Who is Lauren Silverman and why is she in the news? Pat's in Anchorage listening to Good Day. Hi, Pat. Welcome. Yeah, hello. What happened to Pat? Hang on. Wait just a second. Hold on while we get the screwdriver
There's
out
gremlin.
And see if we can make
yeah.
it work. All right, so Pat.
There she is.
There we are. Hi,
Hi
Pat.
Doug. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
What a lovely Good. Laugh Pat has, too. I love
a nice that. Laugh. She's a nice lady with a nice laugh. So, Pat.
All right,
who
let
is...
Doug have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's Lauren Silverman, Pat?
Simon Cowell's girlfriend.
And why is she in the news?
Well, she's going to have a baby.
Yep. Well, I'm talking about the most recent news item is that her divorce was finalized from her husband yesterday.
Oh.
So this is an action in New York civil court. Interesting how they do this, divorces in different parts of the country. Different states have different rules. So you can go to a civil court. I remember going to, I think mine was in probate. I don't know why, but that's for whatever the reason. Kenny, what court, when you got divorced, did you have to go to?
Are we playing this game?
Well, I just thought it'd be interesting.
I went to a court in Northern Virginia, and the law, was such a pain. You have to have separate residences documented for 1 year before you can even file.
Really?
Really.
That is so weird.
Yeah, really?
I can't wait till I get to play this game.
Good for you. All right,
give me
so
time,
Pat.
Give me time.
Are you married, Pat, or are you divorced? What's your status?
I'm a widow.
Oh, you are? Okay. Uh-huh. Well, all right, so it doesn't apply to you. At least there was no huffing and puffing with you and your husband. You got along. And how long were you married?
Let's see, 34 years.
34 years. Okay, good. That's very nice. Very sweet. All right, hold on a second, Pat. We'll send you a swell prize. We can even get mail up to Anchorage, I think, can we? I hope we can, anyway.
Find out.
Yeah, we will. 888-302-3684. By the way, our Christmas star of the day, in, I don't know, 5 minutes or so, we're going to meet somebody who's from the Melbourne area and is a fan. Actually, I think she has a program at WMEL. So we'll meet Sybil Cage, who is our Christmas star of the day, in a few minutes. Meanwhile, Jay is calling from Maryland, who wants to discuss my comments regarding Mr. Obama and Mr. Mandela, which is probably going to be number one on people's minds today. Not what I said, but the passing right. of Nelson Mandela. Go ahead, Jay. You're on. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well.
No,
sir.
It's not about Mr. Obama. It's the comment you made when you were talking about when you were interviewing Mr. Mandela.
Yes.
And you said that you asked him a question, and his successor gave him an answer, and he relayed it to you. Well, then you said that Mr. Mandela appeared to be like in a cage, like a lion. I kind of thought that was a little insensitive, considering you know, it being Africa. I mean, with all of this politically correct stuff going on, I mean, sometimes some people can be kind of insensitive and not know it. You follow me?
Are you suggesting that I was insensitive and I didn't know it?
With that reference.
Okay.
The reference you made about him being in a, appear to have been in a cage like a lion.
Well, he was in a cage for 27 years. He was in a jail, in a cage. And I think that when he came out of the cage, I don't know that I gave it a whole lot of thought, frankly. It was just a reference that came to my mind. But now that you've asked me, I think actually it was a pretty good reference because he was not able to... He'd been, for whatever the reason... I mean, I think he was in isolation for a lot of those years, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, well, but you started off by saying he was a puppet, so...
Well, he was,
I just figured that, well, why don't you just use that puppet reference?
Well, because I guess I wasn't thinking about it to the extent that you were, because I wasn't worried about being offensive, because I think what I was saying was complimentary in my mind, not offensive. Everybody
that's
had a different way of...
That's what I'm saying. That's it exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
So you have your way of hearing it and thinking about it, and I have mine.
Well, I'm sure other people probably heard it the same way.
Yeah, well, if they did, then they took offense to it.
Because when you interviewing him, he wasn't in jail.
But he had come out. Let me go to the now that you've brought it to my mind.
Are you talking about his readjustment back in?
There's too much technical. Hold on, just a second. Yeah. There are too many people who parse too many words and are trying to get meanings out of things that aren't there. I didn't have any of the stuff that you're thinking about, Jay, in my mind. But I will tell you now, the reason that it came to my mind and I thought it was appropriate, it was a positive way of me referencing him, because I think a lot of people, I think of those, I know some people, frankly, in my life, who are folks who have been, if you will, caged in a sense. This is a reference, this is a visual reference to someone whose life has been controlled by others for most of their life. And when the door is open to the cage and they come out, it sometimes takes a while for them to adjust to whatever it is, to freedom. A woman, for example, who's been married maybe once, maybe twice, maybe three times, however many times, and each one of those marriages has been something that turned out to be a very controlling part, a very controlling relationship. The man always wanted to be in charge, and yet they were independent and wanted to accomplish, wanted to get things done, and they felt like they were they couldn't do what they wanted to do. And I think that's sort of in life. We always meet people who have had lives that have been unfulfilled to a certain point because they've been under the influence of others. And I think that's, as I think it through now, why I came up with that. Whether you interpret it that way or you were offended by it, not meant to offend, sorry if you were offended, wasn't meant to be offended. So, but I appreciate your expressing yourself, because that's really what this is all about. Thanks. 888-302-3684, as Nelson Mandela is on a lot of people's minds. I think that, does that clarify what I was saying or what I was thinking, Jennifer?
I think so. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I think people, if they take the literal language, it could be offensive, but I understand what you're saying.
Well, but it isn't. I mean, I don't think people, you know, unless it's somebody like Martin Bashir, who wrote...
That was offensive.
That was offensive.
That was offensive.
If you... I mean, there are all... I don't care about political correctness, and it's pretty obvious that I don't. I don't go out of my way to make trouble. I don't go out... It's not my style to make people feel uncomfortable. I am a conversationalist. I make my living talking to people, and I would very much like it if you, when you talk to me, felt comfortable about what it was that we were having a conversation about. Sometimes that happens. Most of the time it happens. Once in a while, that doesn't happen. But under the circumstances, there was nothing in my mind. And so people who think that there are premeditative reasons for people saying what they say,
yeah,
or they can take words
that
apart, I'm not going to overanalyze this. I think it was, frankly, a good reference because he was a man of lions are very proud. And lions are very strong, and lions have lots to contribute. They can be very aggressive, but I'm thinking about it either, again, with him in mind as a lion or a woman who's a lioness, who, using the example that I did of being married and, you know, being frustrated. A man could be in that same circumstance. Joe wants to talk about this for a moment. Joe, go ahead. You're on. Good day. Hi.
Good morning. I'm also a rounder, and... when I hear people like Jay, I say to myself, some people need to get a life. Why in the world anyone would take what you said and twist it into that story is beyond me.
But that's his experience. He has a different experience in life than you do, in a different interpretation. I don't find fault with him at all. I may not agree with him, but I don't find fault with him because his experience is different than mine, and it's different than yours, obviously. So I appreciate your sort of sticking up for me.
Wow.
But it wasn't. It's okay. I think there are some folks listening. We have a new station. Aren't you just listening to me for the first time this week there on your station?
You've been on for a few weeks,
okay,
but, I mean, our experiences may be different, they may not be different, but, you know, I can interpret something, I hear words, I interpret them, and I guess people think differently.
Yeah, that's all. People do.
And it's being, I think you bring up a good point about being tolerant of people's word choices, because a lot of times it is all about just the words and not about the meaning. So I think that is a good point.
Yeah, it is. All right, sir. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. So this is really good. It's an exercise in thinking things through. I don't think I'd change my reference at all, frankly, because I think that it has relevance. But I understand what that gentleman was saying before, and don't criticize him. You can express yourself and not be critical. There's an old expression, and I'm trying to remember how it works in terms of what it is that you feel at the moment. And what I feel at the moment is to pause for a moment because somebody's obviously chasing me around. It's
the
70
bat phone
before.
Is ringing.
We'll meet our Christmas star of the day in a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Sandra Lee, and happy holiday. I'm here with all sorts of great ideas from my magazine, Sandra Lee, Everything Made Easy, and also in partnership with Michael's Craft Store. When I give a gift of a baked item, I always do a gift in a gift, which is why I love to put cookies into these little loaf pans, and everybody loves those. Maybe attach your favorite recipe to this, maybe a gift card to Michael's. A cupcake tree is always a treat in the center of your table as a centerpiece or on a countertop in your kitchen. Let's talk about the hottest thing this holiday season in DIY. These are mason jars. Fill them up with bonbons wrapped in ribbon and stamped with bonbon on the top. This one has hot chocolate mix in here with chocolate chips, marshmallows. Here is a jar candle. Wrap this with just some beautiful ribbon. How about some scrapbook paper, some bow, some buttons, some jeweled pieces, and you're going to have a happy, affordable holiday. Go to michaels.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. song is called Champagne Daddy. It's not a Christmas song, obviously.
I like one of those daddies, too.
It's an original track from today's Christmas music star of the day, Sybil Gage. I think it sounded like Cage when I said Sybil's name before, but we were talking about Cages and Lions, and maybe that's where that was from. Anyway, Sybil joins us from Melbourne, Florida. She is connected to our affiliate there, WMEL. It's nice to have you, Sybil Gage, on the Good Day program. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. I sure appreciate being on the show.
Well, I'm happy to give you a couple of minutes to talk about your singing and that sort of thing. What was that song that we just heard, Champagne Daddy? What was this original song? You wrote this song?
Yes, I wrote that one. It's on my CD, NOLA Calling.
All right. So, what were you thinking of? What was that story? What's the essence of that story for you?
Really, Dougie?
Yeah, I want to know.
Well, you know, I work in a lot of clubs. We do a lot of barrel house blues, boogie woogie, things like that. So it kind of reminded me of the inside of the clubs where everybody's really dancing and a lot of champagnes going around and just a kind of happy time.
You sort of have a mix, as I understand it. You have the jazz heritage, blues, that sort of thing. You're from New Orleans originally, huh?
I'm born and raised in New Orleans, yes, and I kind of carry that around with me wherever I go.
What brought you to Florida?
Well, family issues. One of my relatives, my dad, was ill, so we thought it would be a nice place for him to, beautiful, picturesque, and so things sort of blossomed when I came here, and I decided to stay.
Yeah. Melbourne, nice. That whole area of the Space Coast is a neat, neat area. I love that part of Florida.
There is. May I say 81 degrees yesterday?
Wow.
Yeah. While I'm in a snowstorm in Dallas, thanks very much for underscoring that. All right, so let's listen to an excerpt from your new, a lot of original Christmas songs on this CD. This is called The Christmas Beat.
I jingle jangle and I move in my feet and I rock. I rock on to the Christmas beat. Said, do you jingle jangle jingle? I jingle jangle and I move in my feet and I rock. I rock on with the Christmas beat. Now please don't forget those deployed overseas. Oh, won't you bless their homes and families? Peace, harmony, respect, and good deeds. Reaping and sowing and planting the seeds.
All right, so Sybil, we're talking to Sybil Gage, who has an album called NOLA Calling. She also has a new album called Red, but you have a Christmas album as well with a lot of original tunes. This something else from your history. You acknowledge the men and women who are in uniform in a way at Christmas time. What's that story for you?
Well, I want to remind everyone that Christmas is different for everyone. Mm-hmm. Some people have their families with them. Some people have their friends with them. Some people are alone, and some people are alone for reasons of unselfish reasons, you know, of supporting us and keeping America safe. And we really should always know that they at all times are out there for our benefit, even during the holiday season, when we sometimes forget about those people.
Mm. Well, I think that's a good remembrance. I'm actually finding it quite refreshing. Those of you who want to find more of Sybil's singing can go to SybilSings.com, SybilSings.com, SybilSings.com. I'm guessing to download music or find out where we can get the music. Is that right, Sybil?
Oh, yes. I'm on everywhere. I'm on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, Rhapsody, you name it.
I think it's refreshing.
I'm very findable.
One of the things that I like about doing our Christmas Star of the Day during the month of December every year is because we discover a lot of new talent that may or may not have gotten recognition but deserves it, and I think that certainly is where you belong, Sybil. So I'm glad to have met you. I'm glad that John Harper at WMEL brought you to our attention. I know you do a radio program there, and they love you, so this is additional exposure for folks around the country. SybilSings.com for Sybil Gage's music, our Christmas Star of the Day here on Good Day.
I have to have in red.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise.
on sale at freestrikeye.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freestrikeye.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freestrikeye.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for Tech Talk, or could be also turned around Tech Talk time on Good Day. Shelley Palmer always gets us started thinking about some of the things that are a part of our technological world that we're having a hard time dealing with, or sometimes you just need a little further clarification this time of year when people are buying things that are technology-oriented. They like to know a little bit more about some of the products, and thus Shelley talking with you today about how clear Ultra HD TV sets look. If you're looking at one of those for Christmas, you ought to listen to Shelley as he sets it all up for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
This holiday season, shop at Sports Authority, where you'll find there's nothing like the gift of sport. We've got the brands you love and thousands of items on sale now. And here's our gift to you. Now through Saturday, when you spend $100 or more, you'll get a $20 cash card free. Plus, we're giving away hundreds and hundreds of prizes in our $500,000 Gift of Sport Holiday Sweepstakes. So visit sportsauthority.com today to enter and see official rules. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sports Authority. All things sporting good.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Ultra HD sets, also known as 4K sets, were the new thing at this year's CES, and we're going to see even more awesome advances in the technology at CES next month. The picture quality and color space are amazing, but watching 4K video displayed on a 4K screen that's as wide as an NBA player is tall will make you want one more than hearing a list of specs ever could. These 4K sets have a minimum resolution of 3840 by 2160 pixels. That's 8.3 megapixels, or 4 times the number of pixels of a 2K set like the one you've got in your living room. Don't get too hung up on 4K because 8K sets are on the way, and they've got 16 times more pixels than the set you have in your living room now. Forget home theater, we're talking about home IMAX. Ultra HD is the next big thing in the world of tech, and you'll be able to see it all in Las Vegas next month at the Consumer Electronics Show. If you want help sorting it out, follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or visit CESFloorTours.com.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
An official message from Medicare.
Shopping list?
To-do
list. Look what's at the top.
Medicare open enrollment, October 15th through December 7th.
Time to compare plans. Look for better coverage and savings.
I hear with Medicare, we get preventive benefits.
Mm-hmm. Like a free cancer screening, wellness visit, and over 50% off brand name drugs if you're in the donut hole.
I'll get the laptop.
I'll get the coffee.
Go to Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
No one delivers the holidays like the U.S. Postal Service.
There are 12 blizzards blowing.
10 straight days raining.
6 snowballs flying.
5 mysteriously heavy holiday fruitcakes, like 70 pounds.
4 lightning bolts.
3 creepy gnomes.
2 angry geese.
And a giant blow-up snowman. It kind of freaks me out.
The U.S. Postal Service is delivering the holidays like never before. With improved tracking up to 11 scans, domestic priority mail flat rate is more reliable than ever. We are the U.S. Postal Service, and our priority is you.
Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with a focus on web fraud. This is a story that, what did you do? What's the matter with you?
I don't know. It's Friday. Leave me alone.
Microsoft has been trying to find the root of an organization that's involved in fraud, what they call a major web ad fraud. And so yesterday, they were armed with a lot of court orders and law enforcement help all across the world. They took steps to cut off communication links to a European-based server, or a number of them, actually, that were considered the brain for an army of zombie computers known as Zero Access. Zero Access was a botnet, which is a fake network, and had hacked into 2 million computers around the world to steal about $2.5-3 million a month from online advertisers. And so, in other words, the money was going to them and not to the place where somebody, let's say you go online, you order something. This is so intrigues me, because you understand how complicated this stuff gets. These people figured out how to hack into various clients that were allowing people to order things online and take the money instead of it going to the place that it was supposed to go. Fascinating, but they got to the bottom of the problem yesterday at Microsoft.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.